It may have been 1:40 in the morning, but there was still an enthusiastic crowd to greet ANIAC musher Richie Diehl when he crossed the Iditarod finish line in Nome this morning, taking 11th position with 9 dogs.
We've got Richie Diehl with an official time of 10 days, 10 hours, 40 minutes, and 14 seconds.
The mob of fans included family and friends from ANIAC and Bethel. His close friend and this year's Iditarod champion, Pete Kaiser, embraced Diehl with a big hug. Second place Iditarod finisher Yor Lysef Olsom was also there and shook Diehl's hand. The ANIAC musher was glad to be in Nome following a rough race. Early along the trail, he ran face first into a tree, giving him a gnarly black eye. But he wiped the blood away and continued on, running with the front of the pack. Then, halfway through the race, his dogs picked up a bug and got sick, requiring the team to take unexpected rest. That pushed him out of the top 10.
It was probably one of the toughest races all around that I've been a part of. It seemed like every run was something new, some new challenge. And then when you think it's all said and done, you do this last run, and it's just 70 miles of battling some really soft snow and stuff, so it made it interesting.
Despite these challenges, Diehl finished in a respectable 11th position, and friends and family marked the occasion with a group photo.
Yo, everybody, come on over here.
Congratulations, Richie Diehl, on another Iditarod finish.